Appreciate these teenagers tonight. We get pretty rough on them and stay after them about half the time. But truth be known, some of the best kids there is around. Right here in our church, amen? And I'm glad they're sensitive enough to know when the Holy Spirit's dealing with their heart, amen? And I'm glad they're smart enough to obey Him, amen? I wouldn't pastor a church 5 minutes if it bothered them about people coming to pray. I'd just hit the road, amen? Brother Todd's just going to play while they're praying. Go ahead and turn to Exodus chapter number 20 tonight. Exodus chapter number 20. Yes, ma'am, sister, go ahead. God bless you. God bless you, boys. God bless. Bless your heart, sis. Amen. Hallelujah. Did you say yesterday? Well, glory. Amen. Somebody ought to shout. She just said she got saved yesterday. Good night, man. She didn't say she got a raise at work. Said she got saved yesterday. Yeah, amen. Can't get excited about that. Stay home. Amen. We're going to the Braves game Monday night. Thank you, Brother Todd. That little black boy, what's his name, that new guy? Hayward. That boy hits one up in the bleachers, I'm screaming. Amen. I'm just going to let it rip, man, I guarantee you. Now, how dare I come to church and let somebody stand up and tell about God saving their soul? And me sit there like some of y'all. That's nice. No, man, it's wonderful. Amen. A home run's nice. That's awesome, man. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter number 20, one verse of scripture. I skipped it partly so people wouldn't lay out. I know people were looking, going down. I've been preaching through the Ten Commandments, and I was just about to get to thou shalt not kill. And every time I'd open my Bible and look at it, all I could see was the next one, the seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. And I thought, there's a bunch of jacklegs in my church. They'll lay out on the adultery Sunday. Hey, that thought crossed my mind. It sure did. And it was hard preaching, brother. I'm just here to tell you, they ain't no nice way to preach, thou shalt not commit adultery. I'd like to see how Joel handles that one, wouldn't you? I'd like to see how he skirts around that. Well, Joel, is it wrong to commit adultery? Well, I just don't know. Then that mammoth blonde he's married to would jack his lips up one side down the other. Amen. Anyway. But tonight we're going to back up to verse number 13 where the Bible said, thou shalt not kill. I started just to throw that one out there Sunday morning and just leave it at that and say it's that simple. No need to expound on it. And the Lord began to deal with my heart, and I think maybe that there is need to expound on that commandment, thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not kill. That verse right there is taken so completely out of context so many times. If you'll watch the television when they're protesting the war, some idiot will have a sign that says Exodus 20:13. Every single time you'll see somebody holding up a sign, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not kill. God is not talking about war in this verse. He is talking about murder in this verse. Amen. Are y'all all right? Numbers chapter number 35. You don't have to turn there, but in verse number 16 of Numbers 35, the Bible said, and if he smite him with an instrument of iron so that he die, he is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. Then Jesus reiterates this commandment in Matthew chapter number 19, and he's going through those commandments in verse number, I think it's 17 or 18, and where he said, thou shalt do no murder. Amen. Amen. He's talking about murder in Exodus chapter number. You say, well, preacher, none of us are murderers. I'm well aware of that. But I would say we all have the capability, wouldn't you? How many of you ever wanted to? Today. Amen. Several times through the week, somebody will push that kill me button in my heart. Amen. Somebody will do it. Somebody will mash that trigger, and I just want to... Saturday night, Brother Tommy Condor called from Arkansas and said, we're coming through. We want to visit with the church, and we want to come by and see the horses, and can you book us a room? I said, sure. I called the Comfort Inn up here that we use. They had some brand new girl working at the hotel. And she no oblad. Is that how you say that, Brother Daniel? She no oblad. She didn't understand. I spelled Happy Valley Baptist Church to her 3 times. Then I had to spell my name to her about 5 times and got through all this rigmarole, and then to find out that she couldn't figure out we have a direct bill account. She didn't know how to book a room. I wound up at the hotel. That was at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I wound up at the hotel at 9:30, I believe it was, Saturday night, stood in line for 30 minutes behind somebody else, and I left that hotel. I ain't booked a room yet. Now, you talk about a preacher in the flesh, I could have killed somebody, amen? We do have that capacity. Now, I want to emphasize some things tonight about this commandment. Some things that this commandment does not forbid, like some suggest it does. Isn't it funny how people take one verse of the Bible and make it fit their agenda? One verse of Scripture in the Bible and make it fit their agenda. Did you know I could take this Bible right here and I could make it fit any agenda or any lifestyle? Oh, yeah. You can twist it up. I'll never forget. Years ago, on the coast of North Carolina, they had a nudist colony. And you know what it was? They said it was a Christian nudist colony. Hey, this is not a joke. It was in the paper. I saw it in Marion, North Carolina. I read it with my own eyes. Christian nudist colony. They had a theme verse. You know what it was? They were naked and unashamed. Talking about Adam and Eve. I'm like, duh, you bunch of idiots. Of course there was. Sin had not entered into the world. Amen. The only reason you'd want to hang out on the beach naked with a crowd of people is because you're stupid. Amen. I mean, really. Seriously, it's because of sin. Come on, talk to me. But they take that scripture and they twist that stuff around. Hey, I guess the gays could use greet thy brother with a holy kiss. I shouldn't give them no ideas, but I reckon they could. Amen. People take this Bible and twist it up like crazy. Why don't you take your Bible and go to Genesis chapter number 9. Genesis chapter number 9. Just a few scriptures tonight. I ain't really got a whole lot of preach in me. Genesis chapter number 9. This command does not forbid capital punishment. Are you listening to me? When somebody asks you, well, if you're a Christian, how do you feel about capital punishment? How do I feel about it? I feel they don't do it near enough. Amen. Amen. I feel like they'd get serious about capital punishment. I could save America a fortune if they'd fry half that crowd tomorrow. I'm just letting you know. You say, well, I just don't feel that way. Well, be wrong. I don't care. But if you've got a man who is a sex offender, And he's been caught and he has been proven guilty by a jury of his peers. Fry his rear end. Amen. Light him up. Well, I've got a few amens. Amen. He's a murderer. Light him up. Amen. Somebody defiling little children's bodies. You say, now boy, preacher, that sounds like hatred. No, that sounds like justice. I believe the Bible teaches it. Amen. Genesis chapter number 9. Genesis chapter number 9, look at verse number 5. Genesis chapter 9 and verse number 5. And surely your blood of your lives will I require at the hand of every beast will I require it, and at the hand of man, at the hand of every man's brother will I require the life of man. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed, for in the image of God made he man. He said, you shed man's blood, man will shed your blood. Amen. The Bible does not forbid capital punishment, friend. So the next time they're going to fry somebody, I forgot who the last one was. Let's see. I'm trying to remember the guy's name. But anyway, the last one, and they were trying to do all those last-minute appeals. The sucker been in jail for 20-something years. We've been feeding him. We've been why spend all that money just to kill him? It's stupid, isn't it? I promise you, our society would change if we'd, instead of building an amphitheater down here, we'd build a set of gallows. Amen. I bet you Villarica would be a lot safer place, buddy. I bet you they'd be saying, don't mess up down there. Don't mess up down there. That bunch will hang you, son. Amen. Brother Tommy's not here tonight, but he's worked in Douglas County. He's at work. He called me this afternoon. But he's been in Douglas County Fire Department for years and years and years. And there's an old sheriff I guarantee you Brother Tommy knew very well, and his name was Earl Lee. I remember as a teenager growing up, smoking dope and drinking and running up and down the road, everybody would say, don't go to Douglasville. Whatever you do, stay out of Douglas County. Earl Lee will get you. Amen. In other words, they said he's strict and he's rough and he's hard. So what did we do? We stayed out of Douglas County. Amen. Because that dude was bad and he'd hunt you down and find you and lock you up. Amen. Stricter laws keep our society living stricter. Amen. Have you ever visited anybody? I don't know how I get off on all this, but you ever visited anybody in prison? You ever been in there and preached? I mean, I know they can't go nowhere. That's horrible. But most of them got satellite TV. You remember the warden, Brother Freddie, down in Alabama? I mean, boy, he said it'd be cold day in the booger man's house before he put a satellite. You remember that? Hey, brother, these guys have to fight over that stuff. They said they're not at a resort, they're in jail. Yeah. Amen. Yes, if they go back to the days of busting rocks on the side of the road, laying railroad track. I'm talking about a chain gang. One of the little boys, well, I'll tell you who it was. It was my little stepbrother. He used to tell everybody, I've been the chain gang. I said, you idiot, you ain't never been in no chain gang. You've been in central heat and air conditioning. You've been laying on a cot with a soft pillow and a hot shower and three hot meals a day and a color TV. You ain't no chain gang. Come on. This does not forbid capital punishment. Amen. Some people get a little queasy over that stuff. Maybe you got a relative in jail or something. Hey, listen, man. If I had a relative that did a violent crime punishable by death, I'd say fry him. Amen. Y'all okay? How many of you honestly believe that our society would get better if they would enforce the laws that are on the books? They would. And this bunch of tree-hugging crowd, amen, throwing a stinking fit. This command does not forbid capital punishment. Turn to Exodus chapter number 22. Right past where we was. Exodus chapter number 22. Let's see. Let's look at, here we go. Verse number 2. verse number two. I said, number one, that sixth commandment does not forbid capital punishment. Secondly, let me say this. It does not forbid defending your home. It does not forbid defending your home. Listen, he said in verse number two, if a thief be found breaking up and be smitten that he die, there shall be no blood shed for him. Amen. In other words, he got what he deserved. Amen. You come crawling through my window, you might get shot. Amen. I think a man has every right to protect his home. Amen. I remember Bob Shipp was a sheriff in Dallas, and somebody was stealing gas out of our tractor at night. And I'll never forget what Bob Shipp told my grandfather. He said, look here, Roy. He said, just wait till he crosses up under the security light out here and blow his brains out. He said, hose the grass off, wash the blood away, and drag him in the house. That's what the sheriff said. Amen. My granddaddy would have done it too, friend. Amen. A man has a right to protect his home. Amen. What man in his right mind would sit and watch somebody harm his family? Amen. Not me, brother. Not me. And the Bible does not forbid you protecting your home. Amen. Matter of fact, you have a responsibility to protect your home. Somebody said, well, we're against guns. Well, what you gonna do? Stop. I'm gonna pray for you. Huh? Well, what are you gonna do? You ought to own one. Hey, they gonna outlaw them for long. You better have one that ain't registered. Brother D. Dyer told me the other day, he said, man, you ought to go get your carrying permit. I said, no, then they'll know I got one. Amen. You think when they outlaw our guns, if they ever do, we're going to fight for it to the bitter end. Amen. That's one I watch old Ted Nugent hunt on TV, and I'll amen him right there. He's a nut, boy. Amen. But he is outspoken for the NRA, buddy. Amen. We're going to fight for it to the bitter end. But if the bunch we have in office right now, if they had their way, they'd come get your guns tomorrow. How many of them you think they're going to get out of the city of Atlanta? Off them crackheads? None. Not a one. Amen. So when they take the guns, the only people, what's the old bumper sticker say? When guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns. When guns are outlawed, friend, I'll be an outlaw. Amen. Amen. Why? To defend my property, to defend my person, and to defend my family. Amen. Listen, y'all may not be aware of this, and I'll just let you know. At all times, there is somebody in our church packing. Are you listening? So you can't carry a gun in church. I beg to differ. You might want to go check the laws, friend. The only thing that would make them illegal is if I said no. And as long as I'm the pastor, I won't say no. Amen. I just thought, in case you want to revolt and come after me while I'm preaching, Sanchez will draw a bead on you, brother. Amen. No, seriously, people go to churches and they case them. They watch when the offering goes out, and they go out and they see where the offering goes, and they're robbing churches. They don't want to rob this one. Amen. Brother Tom's got pistols bigger than he is. I ain't kidding. If he wore it in a holster on the side, he'd drag the ground. Yeah, I used it on the cowboy day. I put that thing on my hip and I walked sideways like that. He's got a cannon, friend. Amen. God does not forbid our right to defend ourselves and our homes. Amen? And he does not forbid capital punishment. Listen, Joel chapter number 3. Joel chapter number 3. Brother Charles, if you find that before I do, stand up and read it for me. Joel chapter 3 and verse number 9. First one to it gets to read it. Chapter 3 and verse number 9, brother. Let me say this thirdly. This command does not forbid killing in war. Are you listening to me? He said, prepare for war. Several years ago when 9/11 first happened, I preached a message on why God is for war. Y'all got quiet on me. God is for war. Matter of fact, God was the one, that bunch that were fighting over there. God said, kill them way, way back here around Ishmael's time. They were supposed to have been wiped out long, long, long ago. If somebody had done their job then, we wouldn't be worrying about it now. Amen. But here's what our government screamed. Oh, with civilian casualty, civilian casualty. Oh, the civilian casualty. Reckon there was any civilian casualties at Hiroshima? Ended the war, didn't it? Guess what? In a war, people die. Reckon any civilians were killed in the Revolutionary War? What built this nation? You cannot fight a war worried about killing people. You just can't. Amen. You just cannot do it. Oh, they fly planes into our buildings. They can blow up government buildings. They can strap bombs to their bodies and blow up innocent women and children. But we can't shoot them. God didn't say that. Not one time. I wonder if God isn't sitting in heaven looking at the most blessed nation on the face of the earth, on this earth, and going, my, my, my. I like Reagan's philosophy. Nuke them till they glow. Amen. That's what he said, bless God. This command does not forbid killing in war. War is not wrong when war is justified. Right. Amen. Amen. What justifies this war? They didn't have weapons of mass destruction. I don't care. I don't care. I've been to the big ditch in the ground in Somerset, Pennsylvania, where the plane crashed. I've been by the, what's that building? Looks like a stop sign. Pentagon. I've been to the Pentagon and saw all the boarded up side where the plane crashed into. I saw that, friend. I sat in my truck in my yard while we were building my house and turned my radio on and listened to them scream over the radio as those towers came falling to the ground. We've got reason. We've got reason. Amen. I don't think as enough Americans are mad enough. Amen. Amen. If I was a New Yorker, sunshine. Brother Keith, I'd go home, start a fight. I'm going to build a mosque at Ground Zero. If they build that building and it lasts more than 6 months, my hope for America's gone. Amen. I pray it goes up and they burn it to the ground. Amen. Hey, some crazy preacher out yonder somewhere, and I think he's wrong for doing it. I can't remember his name. He's making a big to-do out of it and going to burn a Koran. He's in where? Gainesville, Florida. I think he's going to get people hurt just to make himself somebody. Amen. Well, if you want to burn a Koran, why don't you just do it in private? Amen. He has the right to, but I don't think it's right. I don't think the Koran's right. I just think what he's going to start is wrong. But listen, that's where we are in America. We've got nuts, and we've got this pacifist crowd. We have nobody with a proper balance that says, look here, let's do this thing right. Let's load up the planes. Full munitions. Let's go over and drop a few and be done with this thing. Amen. Let's go over and just drop a few bombs and be done with this. Let's come out and make some radical statements like, hey, America is a Christian nation. Learn the language or leave it. Amen. Practice whatever religion you want, but don't push yours on us. Amen. Listen to me. I don't care what they say. They hate your guts. They hate your guts. And they have more rights here than you do. My Aunt Gail runs this store at the end of my road. I could buy it if I had the money. And it's a money-making place. I told her, she said, why don't you just buy it and let me run it? I said, there ain't no way I could borrow no $2 million. You know what she said? She said, those Muslims, as soon as they're granted citizenship, she said, they can get it. And don't have to pay most of it back. That's sad, isn't it? That is absolutely sad. Listen, I'm saying God does not forbid killing in war. God is a God of war. Amen. You read through this Bible. God, we've got war way back here in the beginning. And you know what we close her out with? War. When the Lord comes back, He's not coming back licking popsicles and handing out Tootsie Rolls. Amen. He's coming back on a big white stallion. The Bible said, out of his mouth goeth a sharp, two-edged sword. I mean, brother, you read about it. The blood's going to flow to the horse's bridle. It's going to be brutal, friend, brutal.
Amen, brother.
Amen. What we need is some in Washington is not some good strategists. We need some good prayers. Amen. This command does not forbid killing in war. What this command does speak to is the intentional taking of somebody else's life. You know when the first one took place? Genesis chapter number 4. Cain rose up and slew his brother. Was God happy about it? Not one little bit. Amen. I ain't going to hammer on this long because I just don't think we have no murderers in the crowd. I'm surprised Stacy hadn't killed Rusty, but other than that, amen? Other than that. Listen, God does forbid the intentional taking of another person's life. I've been tempted to do it. What's kept me from it? Knowing God said no. If you were to break into my home and try to harm my wife or one of my children, I could blow your brains out, clean up the mess, roll over my bed, and go sleep.
Amen.
But to kill somebody in cold blood, I just don't think I'd do it. I just don't think I could. The temptation's been there. It really has. But God said it's wrong. That's why His commandments are set in place. You ever wonder why murder is a crime? Not because man said it was, because God said it was. Amen. And that ought to be good enough for us. Amen. Murder is a crime. This command forbids the intentional taking of another person's life. I wonder too if He doesn't deal with the fact of taking your own life. In 1 Samuel, Saul said, Saul told his servant to run his sword through him so those other folks wouldn't kill him. And the servant wouldn't do it, and he fell on his sword himself, didn't he? He committed suicide. We all got quiet. You better be glad we ain't Catholic. If you Catholic and commit suicide, you in hell, friend. Amen. It's the truth. That's what they teach and believe. But I believe God considers thou shalt not kill. He's talking about your own self. Amen?
people deal, and we're living in a society that is more depressed and more whacked out in the head than ever in history, man. People are taking antidepressants by the handful. They're eating them like Skittles. They can't sleep without them. They can't function without them. You take them pills away from them, you know what they're going to do? They're going to blow their brains out. All they need is peace with God. 9 out of 10. Amen. Buster Seaton. Brother McGahee, did you ever know Brother Buster? Brother Buster was a preaching machine, friend. I'm talking about a good man, a godly man. They diagnosed him with that bipolar. Is that what they call it? Bipolar? Bipolar disease. And they got him on medication. He's doing real good. And then they changed his medicine. I'm talking about a man of God. I'm talking about a great preacher. Preached all over his country. Got up from his kitchen table. His family sitting there eating. He said, I've had about all I can eat. He got up, walked in the bedroom, laid down the bathtub, blew his brains out. People are tempted every day to kill themselves. Every single day. Listen, God is not pleased with that. And that is not a way out. That is the most cowardly sin I think you can commit. Amen. People get caught up in different crimes and not because they're sorry for what they're done, but because they're sorry for what's about to take place, them going to jail or whatever. Instead of paying the consequence, they take a chicken way out and they blow their brains out. Amen. You know what suicide does? It leaves hurting people. It leaves hurting people. Hey, mama, don't sit there and tell me how much you love your kid and then blow your brains out. Take a handful of pills, cut your wrist or whatever. Daddy, don't sit there and talk about how much you love your family. You running from something. You tormented by demons is what you are. Amen. You study them demons in the Bible. Every time them people hurting themselves. Amen. By the way, this ain't got nothing to do with the message. You kids wanting to poke holes all in your body and your tongue, your eyelids and all that stuff, mark yourself up, that's demonic. I didn't say you were demonic. I said that's demonic. Amen. That's the devil impressing you to do that. God didn't tell you. God didn't tell you to do that. If God wants you to have a big ball on your tongue, you'd have been born with one. Can I get a witness? Little old girl took my order at Burger King in Carrollton today. I told her I want number one with cheese and no onion. And I want onion rings instead of fries. She said, that's weird. I can't stand onions that ain't been cooked. But I love them cooked, amen. And she said, why did you take these ones? The number one with no cheese and no thou shalt not kill, amen. They can't even talk. Amen. That's demonically influenced. Amen. All poking them things in their nose. How you pick your nose with that in there? I've often thought, anyway, it's just curious. Let me close with this one. I think this command could be speaking to the point of taking the life of an unborn child. Talk about a helpless creature, a defenseless human being. I shoot you, you can run. You can't. Bruce Shane couldn't, he's one-legged. I ain't making fun of him. He calls himself Stumpy, so. I'm talking about a defenseless child. We're living in the most messed up world, people. My Labrador was in, I don't even know why I can't tell that, can I? A bunch of boy dogs was hanging around my house. Let me put it that way. And I was out of town,
And Katie called and she said, "Daddy, there's a big old pit bull in the yard with a chain around its neck.
Kill it."
They called the pound. The pound came out. The stupid pound person, they knew the dog. The dog already had a history. They didn't take it to the pound. They took it home. I told Katie, put that woman on the phone. I said, "Ma'am, let me tell you something. If that dog comes in my yard again, I will kill it." She said, "Oh, but Mr. White, you can get yourself in trouble for killing a dog." Then this reason, come, let us reason together, saith the Lord. I can go to jail for shooting a demonic dog. If you got a pit bull, you got issues. I'm just here to tell you, you got issues. I ain't have no dog eat my youngins. But we can kill babies every day and that ain't no problem. $43 million a year. So, since they authorized, since they made abortion legal, Brother Charles said, 43 million babies have died. A bulldog's got more rights. Well, where's some of our pregnant ladies? Miss Lisa, that dog's got more rights than that baby you're carrying. Isn't that a shame? As far as the laws of this country goes, Daniel's shaking his head. As far as the laws of this country say, state, that dog has more rights than that baby. They put Michael Vick. I'm not a Michael Vick fan. I couldn't stand his thug mentality. I think it's those kind of people that have ruined professional sports. They put him in jail over letting bulldogs fight. What better thing to do? Let the demonic dogs kill each other. Amen. Somebody said, "You against dog fighting?" Mm-mm. Let them eat each other up. That way they ain't eating somebody up. Amen. We ought to give that thing serious thought. Listen to me. Who makes babies? The Lord does. Did you know that dog, that bulldog, if I take my .45 and put a bullet in his head, Brother Freddie, you know where he's going? In the ground. He don't have a soul. Somebody said, "Well, my doggy go to heaven." No. No, yours, no, it's in hell. It's in doggy hell. No, I'm kidding, Amanda. I'm kidding. No, no. They don't have a soul. Labradors go to heaven, Chihuahuas. No. Seriously. But that child has a soul. Listen to this. I read this today and I thought it was pretty interesting. I'm done. I'm going to quit in just a second. An 8-week-old human fetus, 8 weeks old, has a beating heart. A beating heart. Do you know how big that baby is at 8 weeks? Some of you ladies help me. Is it about like that right there? About that big around? Wow. Wow. It ain't even big as a baby rat yet. And its little heart's beating. Who made that heart beat? God did. You say, "Well, it's not really alive." If that heart's beating, it is. If that heart's beating, that's alive, friend. Then it's just a mass of life. Yeah. Amen. Right. It's a creation of God, friend. Amen. It's murder. Amen. It's murder. Amen. Cold-blooded murder. According to an EKG on an 8-week-old fetus, it has brain waves. Y'all can help me if I'm wrong, but this is what I read. It says that they can suck their thumb. It can feel pain. Has sensitivity to sound. Can grasp with its fingers. Wow. But under our present laws, it's not a human.
with the rights under the 14th Amendment. Which says no state shall deprive any person of life. No state shall deprive any person of life. They don't get a say. They don't get a say. I told you Sunday, several years ago, I preached pretty hard one Sunday morning against abortion. And a lady came to me after service and she said, "Oh, Brother Eddie, I hope you didn't hurt so-and-so's feeling. I know you don't realize it, but she's had an abortion." I knew she had. You know who was nodding their head and amening me the most? Her. Amen. This commandment, I believe, it speaks to the intentional taking of somebody's life. Amen. I believe it speaks to taking of our own life, and I believe it speaks to the taking of lives unborn. And you don't have to turn and read this one, but in Ezekiel chapter number 7 or chapter number 3 and verse number 17, I believe this command speaks to the indirect taking of another's life. Remember what God told Ezekiel in Ezekiel chapter number 3? He said, "I've set thee as a watchman." He said, "If you'll preach and cry against the city," he said, "their blood won't be on your hands." He said, "But if you don't," he said, "I'll require their blood will be on your hand." Yes. Amen. Amen. Somebody said, "Why do y'all have to do all this stuff in the parade? We don't want that blood on our hands." Amen. Amen. Now, when the parade's over, they can scoff, they can make fun, they can point, and they can laugh. But Brother Freddie, when you crawl down off the top, your hands are clean. Your hands are clean. The decision is theirs, but our hands are clean. Why do you go to all the expense of running these buses up and down the road? We want clean hands. Lord willing, we'll marry these young ones right here for too long. You know what? That bus kid right there, man. Hallelujah. Why? We want clean hands. We want to tell the world Jesus saves. They don't have to die and go to hell. Amen? Amen. We may not be able to tell the whole world. This is our Jerusalem right here. We can handle this place.
Amen.
Did you know I've never ran into anybody in our town? We've only been here 11 years, 12 years. 12 years. I haven't run into a soul out in public who hasn't heard of Happy Valley Baptist Church. You know why? I'm sure at one time or another they've had a track in their hand. If they've been around here long, they've had a track in their hand, probably had their door knocked on.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. Thank God. And I'm not tooting our horn. We ain't doing near what we should. I could do a whole lot better, and I guarantee you could do a whole lot better about getting the gospel to our town. Amen. Let's stand our feet tonight. Thou shalt not kill. The next time somebody says something when you talk about being for the war or whatever, say, "Well, don't your Bible say thou shalt not kill?" You got a little bit of ammunition to hit them with there, okay? Amen. Let me get a couple of my boys down here right quick. Hand out these prayer sheets as folks come to the altar. Listen, get you a prayer sheet. Pray till you're done. Listen, when you get through praying, you are dismissed, okay? But please, there's still other people praying, so dismiss kind of quietly. Brother McGahee, don't run off. Unless you need to. Amen. Thanks for being in church tonight.